If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Who's whistling? Is that Steve?
Sorry.
Bob plays the harmonica. Steve, are you an adept whistler? Are you pretty good at that?
I'm an amateur. I'm an amateur.
That's me. Bob, are you a good whistler? Can you whistle along? Oh, my gosh. I guess he can.
Show off.
Nobody likes a show off, Bob.
I asked. It's on my bed. We got a joke from Dave Carr in Canada and from UPS Pete and Doreen La Criola and Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. John Capper of Park Ridge, thank you. John in West Chicago, he's the author of Ventriloquism for Dummies. Roxanne Westfall in Chicago. Janelle Choma of East Lansing. Rob Curry, author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Winner of the Book of the Decade Award from Serious Writer. Linda Bossy from Lincoln sent us a joke. James Wing in lovely Southwest Michigan. Nancy in Arlington Heights. She's the wife of Robert Mueller, author of World War II Visitor's Guide to Normandy, Market Garden, and Bulge Battlefields. Pete Hansen's a proud mug owner in Milwaukee. Hey, here's a pro tip. If someone invites you to go to a Halloween party you don't want to go to, tell them yes and say you're going as Amelia Earhart. Think about this. The past tense of William Shakespeare would be, would I was shook spread. I want to do that again. Well, let's see
that
you
was do pretty
it.
Good. Okay.
Hey, Andy, you do number four.
Hey, think about it. The past tense of William Shakespeare would be, would I was shook speared.
That should be
speared.
Speared.
That too.
I'm going to try it. Think
Take
about
three.
It.
Three.
The past tense of William Shakespeare would be, would I was shook speared. That's the one we're going to
replay. Third time's a charm.
138. Andy, they just invented a surefire form of birth control for couples over 50.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Nudity. How can you? Did somebody just burp, by
the
way?
No, that was me snorting because it was funny.
How can you tell which end of a worm is the head?
Well, John, you just tickle the middle and see which end laughs. Hey, John, the insects were having a Halloween costume contest.
The insects were having a Halloween costume contest? How did the dung beetle do?
He came in turd.
Here's a... That's the kind of stuff we used to throw at your predecessor. Here's a tip for you. If you tuck one pant leg in your sock, people won't expect much from you. Andy, I walked into a large ballroom, and there was chocolate sauerkraut cake, habanero cookies, and fried ice cream all over.
Now, that's odd.
The place was strangely deserted. Like everything else, Halloween candy is just getting so expensive. This year, I'm handing out bootleg N&Ns.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur portrays a casket, and John Williams stars as another casket.
Is that you, Coffin? I'm thinking of getting a tattoo of an abacus. You'll be able to count on me in the future. And finally, some strange characters came to my house the evening of the 31st. I opened the door and they insisted...